You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat! The ball is free! Denver's got it! Touchdown, Denver!
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
We are 48 hours away from kickoff, and all of us over here at Locked On Broncos, we are excited for football to be back. I hope you are. Now, tonight, there is a full slate of 12 NFL games that you can catch on NFL Network that I hope can scratch your itch until the Broncos and the Vikings play on Saturday. Now, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, columnist over predominantlyorange.com and NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos and the National Football League. You can give me a follow on Twitter. Now, on yesterday's episode of Locked On Broncos, we analyzed and broke down and really the depth chart on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, respectively, for the Denver Broncos. And tonight, we check off all of our boxes prior to kickoff on Saturday against the Minnesota Vikings at 7 o'clock p.m. at Broncos Stadium at Mile High. Now, following that game, Cameron Parker and I, my co-host, will have you covered with an immediate post-game report here on the show. But on today's episode of the show, in segment one, we're going to be talking about the injury report heading into Saturday's kickoff, some of the players that are expected to miss the week one preseason opener, who's questionable, who's a game time decision. We have you covered with that. In segment number two, we'll be taking a final look at the Broncos running backs as the competition heats up with live game action. We'll talk about Vance Joseph's plan for the running backs on Saturday. And in our third and final segment of the show, we're going to hear from Broncos head coach Vance Joseph today on how much the starters will play and then how much the twos and the threes will play following that and what the order might be. An update on Clint McDonald's shoulder issue, how the team plans to use Paxton Lynch and Chad Kelly in the second to fourth quarters, and what he and the organization expect from the team in live game action, what things that they are looking at to evaluate what can be a successful Saturday, whether it's a win or whether it's a loss. There's something that they're going to be looking at. Vance Joseph tells us about that here a little bit later on in the show. So today's episode of the show is brought to you by Nordic Track. Now, today, we're jumping right in. Segment number one, Broncos injury report on Thursday. The Broncos had their final day of practice today before the game on Saturday against the Vikings. Now, we're going to go through who's out, who are some game time decisions, and obviously who's questionable for Saturday's game. Obviously, the out, guys who are out for this week's action, Sua Cravens with knee soreness. He's continued to be out. He's kind of returned to practice a little bit, maybe going through some walkthrough stuff on the sideline with the trainer, Lauren Lando, getting some, you know, working on the side, maybe nothing necessarily like game reps, anything along that, practice reps. The Broncos look forward to him returning because he can be a very, very pivotal piece for what they're trying to accomplish. As Sua Cravens has been a big pickup for the Denver Broncos, and he's really shined through OTAs, minicamp, and even early on in training camp, but obviously the concern is some knee soreness. You know, when you don't play in the NFL for, let's say, a year, you come back to the grind, it's very demanding. It's very demanding, and there's a lot of expectations for Sua Cravens, but take it for what Vance Joseph and obviously defense coordinator Joe Wood said. Sua Cravens is a phenomenal football player, very instinctual guy that's already picked up the Broncos' defensive playbook. He's going to play as that hybrid linebacker. He's going to play in the box primarily, but he's also going to be moved out to where he's going to have to cover some deep areas as well, as the Broncos are a match team in terms of some of their defensive concepts that Joe Woods runs. They're going to be doing a lot of different things there. So Sua Cravens is going to be a very, very pivotal player for the Denver Broncos defense on the field on Sunday. So the sore knee, the Denver Broncos are being cautious with it. They're not going to rush him back. They're obviously going to give him treatment every single day, which helps. The Broncos have two cryogenic chambers in their training facility. So, you know, the recovery part of that for the Broncos is it very, very huge. So we're looking forward to seeing Sua Cravens actually getting to play on Sundays. I might anticipate we probably won't see Sua Cravens unless he is fully healthy to go next week. I would hazard a guess and say that we're probably not going to see him play in the preseason unless he plays next week. Who knows? We'll keep you posted over here at Locked On Broncos regarding that. But another guy that is out is Jeff Heuerman. He's listed number one on the depth chart at the tight end position. We talked about that on yesterday's episode of Locked On Broncos. If you missed that, go back to yesterday's episode and listen to our breakdown and analysis of the offense and defensive side of the balls for the depth chart. And I gave a little theory as to why I think Jeff Heuerman is still listed as number one on the depth chart, despite him not practicing, despite him not playing. I think Jeff Heuerman, his knee has become a bit of a concern. You know, obviously he tore his ACL 2015, his rookie year. That was a big blow to, obviously, I think his confidence and his ability to make an impact right away. You know, I thought he was coming into the Denver Broncos as a big play tight end. He's demonstrated flashes of it. He can block. He's also he can be that vertical threat that the Broncos haven't had at tight end. He's, you know, we also used to call him, I think, back when the Denver Broncos in 2016, when they were playing, this was either 2016, when Trevor Siemian was the quarterback, he had a pretty good game against the New England Patriots. The Broncos would go to lose that game, I believe, 20-3, and the offense couldn't get anything going after a very good first drive, but Jeff Heuerman looked very good. He's demonstrated a lot of good flashes, but, you know, go back to the Indianapolis game last year on Thursday Night Football. That was Jeff Heuerman's best game as a Denver Bronco. So him not being out there hurts, but I think he's number one on the depth chart because I think the Denver Broncos could look to trade him. He could have some trade value being listed as number one on the depth chart. There are some teams out there that need a tight end. They may take a chance on Jeff Heuerman. I think Jake Butt is the guy to go. We'll talk about him in just a moment, but Malik Watson is another guy, surprise guy in the injury report. He will be out for Saturday's action with a pec injury. Not sure the severity of it, but Billy Turner will be stepping up as the number two right guard. So in step for Malik Watson, you have Billy Turner, a guy who could play tackle, a guy who could play guard. So he's on the right side there. Game time decisions. Joseph Jones, linebacker, he's got a foot injury. He's going to be a game time decision. And Tremaine Brock returned to practice this week yesterday, kind of went through the walkthrough today. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury. Originally, it was reported that he was unlikely to play, but right now he's listed as a game time decision. So don't be surprised if he doesn't play. And it'll be nice to see what he can do if he does play. Obviously, hamstrings are an injury that can absolutely linger and mess with you. I tell you what, I've done that as too, especially as a cornerback. You have to backpedal, turn, run, do a lot of things. When you pull your hamstring, it absolutely stinks because it can just, you can feel good one day, all of a sudden you're jogging, or you go to make a cut and all of a sudden, bang, it pulls right again. Those things continue to linger, but I didn't have access to the training staff, the amazing remedies that the Broncos have. So Tremaine Brock, hopefully he's been getting a lot of treatment on that. He's been obviously at practice every day, soaking up things, standing on the side, helping out the DB drills, really kind of absorbing Greg Williams and obviously his philosophy in terms of what Joe Woods wants for the Broncos defense. So he's a game time decision as well. And then another guy that we are unsure of, he's questionable. Clint McDonald. Now he's been dealing with a shoulder injury. Vance Joseph will give you guys an update here in segment three of the show about his shoulder and what the Denver Broncos expect from that. And I think that's going to be a big piece because this all of a sudden came out of nowhere this week. Clinton McDonald, honestly, is one of the most underrated pickups, I believe, for the Denver Broncos this offseason. He was a big pickup, very strong guy. He's had a very good camp. Now, the shoulder injury was linked back, you know, thought to be something from the previous surgery. It could be, but he's going to be considered day-to-day. He wants to play on Saturday. Like I said, you're going to hear from Vance Joseph giving an update on that situation here in segment three of tonight's show. But, you know, overall, if Clinton McDonald is... if he doesn't play this game, that's okay. I would rather him rest up his shoulder because he is a key cog, in my opinion, in the Broncos' defensive line rotation that I think is going to cause havoc on opposing offenses. It really is. The Broncos, I believe, right now on paper, based on everything I've seen, knowing the guys that are there, I think they could have one of the strongest lines in the defensive lines in the National Football League. That's something I definitely think is something that we can obviously talk about. But, you know, coming up in just a few moments, we'll be taking a look at the Broncos' plan with the running backs this Saturday and what we can expect from them. But before we jump into that, I'd like to tell you more about this episode's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Nordic Track, and like I said, once the NFL season starts, high school football season starts for me. It is a year-long process of me trying to find a way to exercise between my 4:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. schedule. So, you know, for me, I like to make a lot of excuses, skip the gym when I don't want to leave the house, but thankfully, I have Nordic Track. Now, they help me get all my workouts in between my busy schedule. They have an amazing variety of training equipment that will give you an amazing workout from the convenience of your own home. They have treadmills, exercise bikes, incline trainers, and strength-based exercises that will keep you fit and healthy. You can also join in on high-energy streamed workouts at any time of the day without having to leave your house. The workouts are led by some of the world's top personal trainers that will help you meet your fitness goals. And we have a special offer for listeners of Locked On Broncos, and you will receive $75 off of your Nordic Track purchase today by visiting nordictrack.com/lockedon. Once again, that's nordictrack.com/lockedon. And when you go to checkout, you apply the special coupon code Locked On. Once again, that's coupon code Locked On. At checkout, you receive $75 off your order. Again, that is nordictrack.com/lockedon, promo code Locked On, during your checkout to save $75 off your purchase today. Now, obviously, let's take a look at the Denver Broncos tailbacks. Now, this weekend, we're going to see a lot of action. Now, according to head coach Vance Joseph, he came out today and he said that both Devontae Booker and Royce Freeman, they'll split some time with the ones during the team's first two series. After the first two series, he said that every single running back will play. So, to be honest with you, that leaves us with Phillip Lindsay, David Williams, D'Angelo Henderson, you know, even Devontae Booker and Royce Freeman. Those guys are going to get a lot of reps, whether it's the ones, the twos, or the threes, but primarily with the ones, you're going to see Royce Freeman, Devontae Booker. That's a given. That's the one and two guys on the depth chart. After that, you have, obviously, you know, Paxton Lynch. You have guys like Chad Kelly as well. You have the new offensive line rotating in now. You're going to have some of the ones, the twos, the threes, and you're going to hear from Vance Joseph here in a little bit about what he means by ones, twos, and threes in terms of preseason action and guys playing. But I think really one thing that we need to look for and identify is, what are we looking for necessarily in these tailbacks? What are you, the fans, looking for when you're watching Saturday's game to determine who the running back might be for the Denver Broncos? Who's going to be the main guy? Right now, Devontae Booker is listed number one on the depth chart. No question about it, but Royce Freeman's number two. Royce Freeman's chomping at the bit. A lot of these running backs have had a very positive training camp, in my honest opinion, being there, watching it every single day. Phillip Lindsay's had a great camp. He's gotten in with the ones, the twos, the threes. He's gotten in everywhere. He's gotten a lot of reps. David Williams as well. He's been a very underrated pickup for the Broncos, and you can't factor out and you can't forget about D'Angelo Henderson. Hop Henderson has had a phenomenal camp. He's coming lighter, according to Broncos offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave. One thing I really want to see is, we saw D'Angelo Henderson single-handedly, him and Kyle Sloter last year in the NFL preseason. They won the Denver Broncos games. I was going to be very upset if D'Angelo Henderson last year didn't make the team, because he single-handedly carried the Broncos from behind in several games, demonstrated great patience in between the tackle running, and a great burst of speed to score. He was the Broncos MVP of the preseason, no question about it, absolutely. So I want to see how guys like D'Angelo Henderson really play, coming back into the whole entire system, the scheme of things, what to expect from him. I think a healthy combination of seeing what they can do in Bill Musgrave's offense. Obviously, they're going to have a big responsibility in pass protection. You want your running backs to be very effective in their pass blocking. That's so important. I don't think people really realize, in the NFL, you have your offensive line, but pass pro for a tailback is one of the biggest things that keeps a tailback on the field. D'Angelo Henderson, I thought, did a good job last year. He didn't get enough reps in the regular season, unfortunately. I think that's something that the organization regrets, and I think that that's something that they wish they could have changed. He only got some action in Week 17 against the Chiefs, but D'Angelo Henderson, I believe, is going to make this team. Now, the question is, where does that leave Phillip Lindsay and David Williams? Phillip Lindsay, the local product out of CU. Right now, he's listed number one as the Broncos kick returner, and I talked about this yesterday here on the show. If Isaiah McKenzie struggles as a punt returner, let's say Isaiah McKenzie fumbles in the preseason, you can see Phillip Lindsay overtake kick return and punt return responsibilities for the Denver Broncos. So I think Phillip Lindsay, if he has a good preseason, if he doesn't fumble, if he fills the kicks and obviously gets good returns and shows that he can follow blocks, things like that, I think Phillip Lindsay makes a team on default on the special team side of the ball as a returner. I predicted that when the Denver Broncos had originally signed him. That would be his best bet. You know, a lot of people want to talk about the local narrative that he's a CU guy, that the media is biased towards CU guys. Now, Phillip Lindsay, if you've been to camp, you've seen him. He's done phenomenal. He's a great guy. He's done a phenomenal job in pass blocking. That's one thing Vance Joseph really applauded him on. In pass protection, he's picked up, you know, blitzes in the A-gap off the backside edge to protect Case Keenum with the ones. He's also done that with Paxton Lynch. He's done that with Chad Kelly. He's been a prolific guy for the Denver Broncos. So is David Williams. David Williams is a very underrated camp. David Williams is a combination guy of speed and power. He reminds me more of a Devontae Booker type of tailback. Hey, Devontae Booker, one thing I really want to see from him is more so consistency this year. If he's listed as the number one back, if he earns that job week one against the Seattle Seahawks, what I am looking for, especially in preseason right now, is can he step up and take the lead early on, especially with a tough Minnesota Vikings defense, which we'll talk about tomorrow on Locked On Broncos. Cameron Parker and I, my co-host, will be talking about the Minnesota Vikings offense, their defense, and we're going to take some looks around the NFL for some news around the league, previewing the game one last time from a Minnesota Vikings perspective, looking at the enemy and who the Denver Broncos are going to be playing, you know, which guys they're going to be playing. We're going to talk about their depth chart as well. But to be honest with you, for Devontae Booker to be in there against a tough Minnesota Vikings defense that was, you know, the league's best defense last year in the National Football League, they're going to get them for one or two series as well. So the test here is, how can the Broncos offense respond? But more importantly, how can the running backs perform against a very solid run-stopping defense? You know, you got some good linebackers in there, good defensive linemen, hard-hitting secondary with Harrison Smith leading the way. I want to see how Devontae Booker leads in regard to that. And I'm also eager to see how a guy like Royce Freeman, a rookie, who's played 4 years in the NCAA, who's got a lot of carries, 900-plus carries in his career, I want to see how he steps up with those guys as well, going against some of those ones. Now, I think the key thing that I think coach is going to look at is who has the better performance with the ones during that competition against the Minnesota Vikings' best defense. I think we're going to see that. After that, we're going to see guys like D'Angelo Henderson, Phillip Lindsay, and David Williams. They're going to get a lot of time. They're going to compete a lot, and I think they're going to get a lot of valuable reps. And obviously, I think that's something we're going to talk about in our post-game report that you're going to hear immediately following the show. It'll be there Sunday morning after the game. When you wake up, you can listen to the post-game report over here, Locked On Broncos. I think one of the things that we really have to analyze, though, with this tailback thing is which guys are going to stand out, which guys are going to step up, because the NFL in the preseason, go back to what Terrell Davis said. Terrell Davis said a lot of people don't really look at preseason. Rod Smith said a lot of people don't really look at the preseason in terms of evaluating talent. A lot of people just turn the game off when you have guys that are undrafted trying to make a team. So when you go through these and you analyze this, I think some of these older guys, I think Phillip Lindsay being undrafted, David Williams being a later draft pick, guys like D'Angelo Henderson, a sixth-round draft pick for the Broncos in 2017, I think the key is watching how these guys step up, because these guys could be future stars in the NFL. They don't have to be a first-round draft pick, in my mind, essentially, to be a key contributor. So that's how I'm seeing these guys step up. I'm eager to see it. I hope you're eager to see it as well. Don't forget, we'll be doing our post-game report immediately following the Broncos-Vikings game on Sunday. In just a few moments, we are going to hear from head coach Vance Joseph following Thursday's practice as he provided us with some updates on the team's final steps of preparation ahead of Saturday's action. But before we get to that, I'd like to encourage all of you listeners of Locked On Broncos to check out our brother station in Denver, Locked On Nuggets. Adam Otta is host of Locked On Nuggets, writer at Denver Stiffs. He brings you a daily podcast on the Denver Nuggets, slam dunk analysis on all things covering the Nuggets in the Mile High City. Part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Broncos head coach Vance Joseph met with the media following Thursday's practice at the UC Health Training Center in Inglewood. Now, one thing that Vance Joseph talked about was how much he expected the starters to play in Saturday's action against the Minnesota Vikings. And he also gave an update on the twos and the threes. Let's take a listen to what Vance Joseph had to say about that.
First team will get, and I would say, two series max. You know, obviously, it's things happen on game day, but just two series max. After that, we'll go with our twos, hopefully through the first half to probably the middle of the third quarter, and give our threes a chance to play probably third quarter to fourth. Now, it's gonna be some guys, absolutely. It's gonna be some guys that's mixed in with the twos, that's mixed in with the threes. So it's a fluid thing.
Joseph also gave the media an update on how the running back rotation will play out in Saturday's action against the Minnesota Vikings at home at Broncos Stadium at Mile High. According to Vance Joseph, all running backs will play in this game.
Well, everyone plays, you know. Obviously, right now, Book's the lead guy, you know, along with Royce. So those guys probably will split the time with the first two series. And after that, you know, everyone plays.
Broncos defensive lineman Clinton McDonald has also been experiencing some issues with his shoulder that may have been related to his previous surgery. He's been seeking doctor advice, but Vance Joseph also gave us an update on Thursday about the status of Clinton McDonald and whether or not he may play in Saturday's preseason game.
We're not sure yet. He's still being evaluated. Hopefully he can play Saturday night. He wants to play, but he's still being evaluated by the doctors.
One of the key position battles throughout training camp in the preseason is the backup quarterback position. Vance Joseph also talked to us on Thursday to tell us exactly the plan for Paxton Lynch and Chad Kelly after the ones take over for the first two series of the game.
Well, we'll see. But it's going to be based on quarters. And again, it's going to be some of the offensive linemen playing with twos and threes. Same with the receivers. So it's hard to say after the first group leaves who's twos and threes, right? This is our best group's going to be on the field. So that could happen.
Essentially, what Vance Joseph is saying is that the quarterbacks, obviously, you can play with the twos and the threes. You can see a lot of receivers playing with the twos and the threes. The offensive linemen playing with the twos and the threes. It's a two and threes festival. We're going to see a lot of tailbacks rotating in, whether they're a two, a three, a fourth, or fifth on the depth chart. So the Broncos are going to get a lot of action from a lot of guys in Saturday's action. But one thing Vance Joseph really reiterated before he concluded his press conference on Thursday with the media was what he and the organization hope and expect from the players to see in their first live game action, the expectations that they look at specifically in preseason action.
You want to see if you're a disciplined football team, that's important. And you want to see how tough you are. So, you know, obviously you want to win a game, but I think inside of winning these games, you can get a lot done.
You'll hear from head coach Vance Joseph and Broncos players every single week over here at Locked On Broncos following their daily press conference clippings. We'll be bringing you the action, the recap, and obviously you're going to hear from them every single week over here. Very excited about that. Obviously, don't forget, we have our post-game report immediately following the Vikings-Broncos game on Saturday. Look for that in your iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast. It'll be up there shortly. I anticipate following the conclusion of the game, it'll probably take about an hour to really upload after we record. So at that point, you can expect it on Sunday morning in your library, wherever you listen to your podcast. Very excited about that. The Broncos post-game report over here, Locked On Broncos. We would like to thank Nordic Track for sponsoring tonight's episode of Locked On Broncos. Thank you once again for joining us over here today for another episode of Locked On Broncos. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Cody Rourke NFL. You can follow my co-host Cameron Parker at Cameron Parker PO. And obviously follow the Locked On Broncos Twitter handle at Locked On Broncos. We'll be back tomorrow for another episode of the show. Tomorrow's Friday. Hope you have an amazing week. Hope Locked On Broncos has guided you through the work week. If you're at work listening to the show, if you're driving home listening to the show, drive safe. We appreciate you guys for listening to Locked On Broncos. We'll see you tomorrow.